A new spring in Kurdistan? Probably not, but a future is looming. A column by Frederike Gerink. It was a beautiful sight how the new elected mayors in several Kurdish towns broke down the barriers around the municipality buildings that the AKP had erected while they were illegally ruling. A new spring in Kurdistan? Literally, yes, and I'd love to be there to see nature burst open. But politically, we better buckle up. On social media, I saw the footage of two municipalities that fully opened again for the public, both in Urfa province. The first was in Viranshahir, where the X-ray system was removed and the green wired fence construction on the low wall around the municipality building was dismantled. The other was in Suruç, the town across the border from where people supported and reported on the Kurdish battle against ISIS in Kobani back in 2014. There, the huge concrete blocks that barricaded the municipality from the outside world were dismantled. I spent a lot of time in Suruç in 2015, even crossed the border into Kobani right after the YPG and YPJ kicked ISIS out to report for the independent. So this return to normal made me especially happy. If you've never been to Kurdistan or visited municipalities there, it may be hard to conceive, but there really is a huge difference between whether a municipality is run by AKP or the Kurdish party, now them, but in the past their predecessors HDP or BDP. When the city or town is in Kurdish hands, the doors are always open and the public feels free to walk in anytime to arrange something or to get in touch with the people working for their local administration. When AKP is in charge, you are met with suspicion, hence the X-ray systems and a much more formal atmosphere. These differences are of course exemplary of the proximity of the administrators to the populations they serve. You even feel that when you pass the municipality on foot, I remember from my time in Ahmet, Diyarbakır. The historical Sur neighborhood was very open when Abdullah Demirbaş was the mayor. Once he was gone and AKP took over, fences were placed around the building and police was always guarding them. From then on, I would cross the street if I walked past there, just feeling uncomfortable and unsafe. There was more reason to have hope this week. Dem Party convincingly won the local elections in the southeast of the country. The story of the week was, of course, that elected co-mayor Abdullah Zeydan was denied his certificate. And the AKP candidate was declared the election winner, even though he only managed to get 27% of the vote, against 55% for Zeydan. After impressive protests, the district's election board changed its mind and Zeydan received the keys to the municipality. But is this the spring we've been longing for? I hate to temper your enthusiasm, but no, I don't think this is the spring we've been waiting for. Zeydan initially didn't get his certificate because the Ministry of Justice had ordered on the Friday before the elections that his approval to run as a candidate had to be withdrawn. And that just didn't make formal sense. They want to ban the Kurdish mayors from serving the people, but they want to do it according to the laws they have made up. So my prediction is, and I hardly do predictions, but about this one I'm confident enough to write it down, that AKP will make up some new accusations against the Kurdish mayors and start procedures against them. The whole charade with Zeydan is indicative, but also what unfolded on election day. The tens of thousands, I'm not exaggerating, of soldiers who were transported to Kurdistan to vote in towns where they had been registered just days before, swifting the vote in AKP's favor. Şırnak is one example. The government is quite determined to keep Kurdistan under control, also from within the municipality buildings. But Erdogan is weakened, right? CHP has become more powerful now, and even though this is just on a local level, it will probably give AKP less room for suppression of Kurds, right? Because hasn't İmamoğlu, who convincingly won Istanbul again, said that he is everybody's mayor and mentioned Kurds too? And didn't CHP send a delegation to Van as well to advocate for Zeydan's right to be officially installed as mayor? True, but I don't think that will help at all against what's likely to come in Kurdistan. I would like to point to what happened in districts in the southern city of Adana, where CHP won most of the districts. The CHP mayors too ordered a change to the municipality buildings, just like the Dem Party mayors organized the removal of AKP's barriers. They hung new name signs, adding TC to the municipality's names. TC means Türkiye Cumhuriyeti, Republic of Turkey. This is used by old-fashioned Kemalists as a way to identify themselves and distinguish themselves from the green Islamic Kemalism of the AKP. This explains the larger picture. AKP and CHP may be battling each other fiercely and they accept each other's wins, but that is all within the structures of the state they build and defend. The state that by design denies Kurds their rights. Neither AKP nor CHP are interested in rebuilding Turkey into a land where everybody's identity is respected, where people can live who they are in full freedom. I don't do predictions about a post-Erdogan era in which maybe, just maybe, İmamoğlu will win the presidential elections in 2028. But I do know this, the Kurdish struggle will have to continue, also if my prediction is wrong and the AKP lets the Kurdish mayors do their work until the next elections. I trust on the Kurdish movement to do that. This week's victory may not signify a new spring, they do offer a glimpse into the future, in which the movement will be successful. Frederike Geerdink is an independent journalist. Follow her on Twitter, fgeerdink, or subscribe to her weekly Kurdistan newsletter. The link is in her Twitter bio.